Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Wilmer Kaufman here this morning with the Morning Devotional. The Morning Devotional here this morning is an extension to yesterday morning, where I had talked about the thrill of, or the next thrill, or where we can examine ourselves, what our thrill really is. We know as a young man, many times the thrill is a car that goes very, very fast, or maybe a speedboat, or maybe seeing how long one can ride on the back wheel of the motorcycle, or just the thrill just goes on and on, one thrill after the other. Vice versa, we can also do that in our spiritual walk, where we are just looking for the next thrill, the next meeting, or the next prayer meeting. And I do not want to be misunderstood here this morning or yesterday morning. I think it's good to thrill in the Lord. I think it's good to thrill in the Lord. I think it's good to assemble with brothers and sisters. And there are times when we feel rather dead. And what it takes is to get together with brothers and sisters that are full of the Holy Ghost and with what Jesus has done. My thought is that we should be careful how much we look to how much we look down on those that are seeking thrills of this life, and how closely that can compare to our lives when we are looking for the next spiritual thrill, when what we really need is to be in the very presence of Jesus. I'd like to go to Ephesians 5 this morning. I guess one of the ways of looking at what I've been talking about here this morning and yesterday morning is, what are we drunk with? What do we have in excess? Where is our excess? And I just want to read here. It says, "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." The question here this morning is, what am I drunk with? What do I have in excess? Where do my thoughts go in excess? What am I drunk with? Is it the things of this world? Or is where I love to be, is that in the presence of my Lord Jesus Christ and my Heavenly Father? The Lord bless you today as you go forward, as you bask in the presence of an almighty and loving Heavenly Father.